Reports reaching Radio Ghana speak of confusion at Achimota Basic and Junior High School following mass transfers at short notice and clamping of doors on teachers while in their rooms. Some of the teachers are said to have been ejected and teaching is at a standstill. Radio Ghana's George Ankra caught up with the victims and the authorities to find out what is really going on. First, one of the frustrated victims, Nana Ama Enkedu, a class one teacher. She accused the new headmistress, Mrs. Edith Tremantin, of causing the commotion.
For some time now, we came here to interview and we have to stay. They give us accommodation, so we stay for long. It got to a point, anytime they said it was a mass transfer, so the government came in and the directors also came in and they made us stay. But anytime there is a new head teacher, they introduce this transfer again. They have brought it and they said we should go. And we said they have given us 3 months. We don't have where to go to pack our things. Government directors too from GS is saying that there is no grant, so government has laid embargo on transfer. We shouldn't transfer us. But they are doing some internal thing at the metro office and they take you down there. So when you go to the GS, they said they don't know anything about it. Then finally, they gave us 3 months and we have petitioned through the director. Now those who are even living on band, they came to the school less than 4 years, 3 years. The headmaster complained saying they didn't acquire the room legally or whatnot, so we rejected them. And they have done that yesterday. We came. Now they have also, yesterday night, they rejected another person. They went to another lady who is pregnant with the children. They have to run away and sleep with somewhere till today. The situation, we don't know what the red complex wants. No. But from reliable sources, what people are saying, it means that he intentionally brought in somebody, you know, to come and frustrate us because the headmistress is a new person.
Who is doing this?
The head complex, secondary school, the headmistress complex.
No, has she got the right to do what she's doing? Are you people not teachers?
We are teachers, right?
Are you not teaching the junior school pupils?
We are teaching them. It's a boarding school. Night, we are working.
And they are clamping your doors when you are in your rooms and all that?
Yes, that is what they are doing.
Did you report to the Ghana Education Service headquarters?
They reported to the headmistress and she called the headmistress complex. She said no. And she directed her to the metro office. I think they went there. And that one, too, it seems there is no way. I mean, what is this? That, you know, people in authority, when they see other people and they exchange certain things, they don't see the truth. So we are at the mercy of them. They use us and they do whatever they like. Is it a crime to be a teacher?
I'm confused. I don't understand why children are in the clubs. So now what are you doing? You people are not teaching.
The teachers, we are out. We are not teaching.
And when you reported to the metro director, what did he or she told you people?
Yesterday when they went, I don't know, I think she said she would talk to the head complex and we don't know. But after that meeting that they went ahead to clear some rooms.
The housemaster of the Achimota Junior High School, Ahmed Mohammed, who confirmed the development, told Radio Ghana he has also been transferred at short notice. According to him, the mass transfer is unusual.
I've been given a transfer letter.
To go to where?
At a very short notice.
To go to where?
A nearby school.
No, what is the reason?
There's just no reason. It was written that it has been decided to transfer you.
And that is all?
That is all.
And who is doing this?
It's from the OIC and the CS. That's the secret supervisor and then the metro director.
No, but is it a normal thing?
It has not been normal. If for the past 20 years you have not been transferred, how come you will just be transferred at a very short notice?
What do you suspect is happening? Is it politically motivated?
I think so. It's politically motivated. As NDC branch chairman for the area, my woman organizer is also affected.
That was the housemaster of the Achimota Junior High School, Ahmed Mohammed.
Meanwhile, the headmistress of the school, Mrs. Edith Tramanten, said she is not aware that some teachers' doors were clamped on them whilst in their rooms. She, however, confirmed the mass transfer but explained that is the sub-metro directorate of education who is responsible.
I am the headmistress of the basic school. I am not in charge of accommodation. The senior school allocates and takes care of all accommodation belonging to Achimota School. And I haven't clamped anybody's apartment. I don't even know. I have just taken up this apartment. I don't even know where the teachers live.
But
I know they are on this compound, but I don't know their individual apartment.
So who has the authority to do this if that is not...
The senior secondary school, Achimota Senior, has the authority to allocate bungalows, and they are in charge of the bungalows.
So who do you suspect is clamping doors of teachers who are living in the rooms?
You know, we are in a service. We are part of Ghana Education Service. And as part of our regulations, we need clearance from our bosses before we can interact with the media.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind, I'll get back to you later on.
No, but finally, you know they are not teaching because they are worried. Is that not affecting the academic calendar there?
Who is not teaching because the person is worried?
Those whose doors have been clamped and those who are being asked to go on transfer at short notice.
You were told that some teachers have been asked to go on transfer at short notice.
Yes, madam.
If you wouldn't mind, I think you can come. It is better for you to go to office, at the metro office. That is where transfers and other things are done. I am not an appointing authority. I only work with teachers I am given at the beginning of every academic year. So you can go to our metro education office, which is around Kimbu. You can seek audience from the director, and he will be able to give you details about any transfers which are being effected.
When contacted, the Accra South Metropolitan Director of Education, Kofi Osei, said the primary school teachers were unlawfully occupying the bungalows for the past 5 years. Mr. Osei strangely blamed the ejection of teachers on the headmistress, Mrs. Chiramantin.
They are unlawfully occupying the places.
Why?
In the first place, he said that they have not been authorized to enter those places, and they have gone to enter. And I have given them several warnings, and they have not heeded. That's why he took that decision. But we are still talking about it.
No, but when I interviewed her, she told me she doesn't know anything about it, and that it is you. You are the one responsible.
No. Who?
It is Tremantin is telling me that it is the sub-metro who is responsible for the ejection, and the way they are clamping teachers who are teaching in their rooms. Just explain the circumstance.
You told the basic teacher and the basic headmistress and some of the SMC chairman and some teachers have come to me and they have explained matters to me. And that's why I want you to also have that understanding. Then from that background, you can understand some of the issues that are happening. That's why I'm saying that there's accommodation at this place. It's being overseen by the headmistress of the senior high. And so anyone who needs accommodation will have to go to there to her, and there's a committee that allocates bungalows to people who need them, and they have their own criteria there. But some people have wrongfully entered some of the bungalows. You see, when they see that somebody is leaving the premises, they wouldn't go through the normal process, then they enter. And these are some of the people who have been ejected. So some of these ones have stayed in those bungalows without authorization. And now, the headmistress is saying that he has some new teachers who need to be accommodated. And he needs these premises to give. And so he has given them, those who are wrongfully occupied, he has given them several warnings that they should quit. And they are not quitting. So it was, I think, easy yesterday or Tuesday ago that he started to eject them because he needs the place for the people who have applied, who have the right to occupy the place.
Mr. Osei, it is maybe
the approach that maybe I would say we can talk about it.
Mr. Osei,
yes.
Are they not also teachers? Are they not teaching the primary school?
Oh, that's what I'm saying, that can I come to Accra and just go to occupy AMA Bungalow without any authorization? Because I'm a director, I am working in Accra school.
But
this is exactly what's happening.
The headmistress told me that, Mrs. Chiramantin told me that, she just came to the school and she's new, and she is a sister.
She's a new headmistress.
Yes, she's a new headmistress, so how can she do this?
She is not controlling the bungalows. It is the senior high. We have two issues there. We have basic and secondary.
Kofi Osei is the Accra South Metropolitan Director of Education.